Hello and welcome to this edition of DEcast. My name is Rob Bagby. I'm a developer evangelist for Microsoft Corporation. And in this edition, I'm going to illustrate how we can take advantage of some of the new dynamic features in C# 4.0 to access XML dynamically. So if you're familiar with our current XML libraries, you'll note that if we wanted to go through and read some data from, say, a Twitter feed, here's what the Twitter feed looks like. It's got a root RSS element with channel, and then channel has a collection of item nodes underneath it. Then underneath each item has a child title and description node along with some other interesting information. If I wanted to go through and read through this XML, and for each item I wanted to write out maybe the title and description down to the console, I'd have to write some code something like this. I'd load up the XML into an X document. I would get a reference to that root channel node for each of that channel node's child elements named item with the X name item. I would iterate over that, and for each of those, once I had a reference to that item element, in order to get to the title, I would have to dot into the element, pass it the X name, and then get the dot value. And that's just a bit tedious. And it never really made too much sense to me, and so I think this screencast was originally sourced from Anders' PDC discussion, where he just kind of mentioned in passing when he was talking about some of the benefits of the dynamic capabilities in C# is that we should be able to, instead of just doing dot element, passing the X name dot value, we should be able to just dot into the XML, and that's kind of going to be one of the strengths of working with dynamic with these dynamic capabilities, because XML itself, really, unless you have a schema for it, is untyped. So let's see how we can do that. I've already written the code. I've borrowed or stole, however you want to look at it, some code from Nick Hill. Made a couple additions to it. But we'll illustrate how we can kind of take advantage of these dynamic features, and I'll point out how we just do that. So the first thing I want to do here is I want to change this this call to get my once I get a reference to this channel node, I'm going to call an extension method I wrote called asDynamic, which is going to return a dynamic object. So I'm going to statically type my channel node to be dynamic. What that means is, now we're going to essentially, any calls or any property assessors on a dynamic type are going to get deferred to runtime. And so that object has the responsibility of figuring out at runtime how to do the member lookups. So for instance, this tweet you'll see is also going to be typed as dynamic. And so you'll see that when we make this call into tweet.element earlier, what we are doing when this was typed as an X element, what we are doing is dotting into that statically defined property. But now what we're going to do is we want to jump into it, that lookup is going to be deferred to runtime. So I'm going to just change this code to tweet.title, and I'm just going to get rid of all of this dot values stuff. So we're not going to need that. What we're going to do is we're going to implement inside of a dynamic type the capability to do this lookup. And so off of that item node, we're going to give it the capability to do the lookup for this title. So jumping back to this XML, if I have a reference to this item node, I'm going to provide in my dynamic object the ability to automatically look in its child node to see if there's a title, and then automatically return that value if this node is just a value node. So we can do that, and actually if I just run this code right now, it's going to work. So let's run it. And you'll see that all the code worked. We did the dynamic lookup, and so let's see how that worked. So let me jump back and take a look at the code. The real magic is that we implemented a dynamic type called XML node, and so this is a part of a project or a sample app that Nick Hill put together, and it was on a dynamic REST. And so I borrowed some of the code from that, including his implementation of dynamic object and his implementation of XML Node, and I made a couple of minor additions to XML Node to work within this example, but this is largely Nick Hill's code. And the real magic here, let me just point out a few things. First, note that XML Node implements dynamic object. And what that means is now we can override some methods, including a method to do a member lookup. And so if we look down here, you can see I've overridden getMember, meaning when this call, that dynamic dispatch, comes to this object, I have the opportunity, or this getMember is going to get called, and I'm going to look up and try and find out where that member is. So it's not going to be looking at any statically defined properties on my type. And if you look inside of my type, I don't really have any statically defined public properties. The next interesting thing to look at here is I'm storing in an underscore element field the actual X element that actually stores our information and actually provides all of the functionality. I'm just kind of providing a thin wrapper around that. And so if we go back down to my getMember implementation, you'll see what I'm doing is I'm past this action. And so I'm going to go ahead and run some nested if statements on whatever that action's name is. And so if somebody's just searching for the name, I'm going to go ahead on my element, I'm just going to go pass back its local name. If they're looking for a parent element, I'm going to go ahead and try and get a reference to its parent element. If it's not null, I'm going to return another XML node for that parent element, meaning I'm going to return another dynamic or another thin wrapper around that parent element. If they're looking for the value, I'm just going to go ahead and grab its value for you. If they're looking for the child nodes, I'm just going to return those child nodes, but I'm going to return a wrapper, which provides a dynamic implementation of an IEnumerable of XML node. If they're looking for the XML, I'm just going to go grab the XML. And then lastly, this is where it gets kind of interesting. Lastly, if none of the above actions worked, what I'm going to do is I'm going to check to see, all right, is there an attribute with that name? And if there is, I'm just going to return that attribute's value. Otherwise, I'm going to go ahead and check and see, is there an element with that name? And if there is an element with that name, I'm going to go ahead and see if the element doesn't have any child nodes, I'm going to return and assume it's a value node, I'm going to return that value. If it does have child nodes, I'm going to go ahead and return that thin wrapper for you. Otherwise, we're just going to return the base's getMember implementation. And that's the getMember implementation inside of the base dynamic object. But this is where the real magic occurs, and this is where we're going to get kind of our functionality because I'm going to be looking at that, trying to search for these child nodes of title and description. And if you'll see in here, that's exactly what we did. We have a title in here, and that's actually that child node that we're pulling out. And so that call is actually going to get forwarded right down to here. In fact, we can set a breakpoint and run this again and just kind of walk through this just to prove to ourselves that that's really what's going on. So I just ran the same code. You can see we just hit the breakpoint. If I mouse over name, you'll see that what the action is we're looking for title. And so I'm going to go try and get a reference to an element named title. We can just run this to this cursor. And you can see the child node is not null. We got a reference to that child node. And eventually, we're going to get down to that child node's value right here, which is going to be the data inside of that node. And so that's kind of how it all works. And again, we're going to call that a couple more times, three more times, in fact, for all of this to work. So you can see it's pretty simple for that to work, or to implement that. I want to show you a couple other things here, and then we'll show you how this will also work for attributes. We can take a look at xmlextensions.cs, and these are just a couple extension methods I wrote that allows me to return this kind of dynamic wrapper around something like an X element. So what we've got is if you have an X element, you can call an extension method called asDynamic, which is going to return this XML node wrapper around that property you passed in. Same thing with if you pass it, or if you have an IEnumerable of X element or a collection of X elements, we'll go ahead and return that XML node list, which is the dynamic implementation that wraps a collection of X elements. So kind of jumping back to our code, this is where we are able to call this as dynamic, because we're actually calling that from this object right here, which happens to be an X element. So that makes it pretty easy for us to get that nice thin wrapper, and really makes it pretty easy to dynamically search into our XML. Let's go ahead and take a look at this code and see how it would work for accessing, say, attributes and XML that's attribute based. So you can see I just created a little, I've got a little sample XML here, which has a root beers node and then child beers, which has a name and a description. And so let's convert our code to iterate over that. And let's write out the information in the beers. I forget what those are. It's a beer, name, and description. So let's go ahead here and we will load up at.xml. And instead of getting the descendants for channel, I'm just going to go get its beers. And down in here, let's just change that to beer in channel, and change that to beer. And this is going to be name. And this is, we'll just call it DESC for description. That's going to be beer.name. And this will be beer. And that'll be .description. And get rid of that little space there. And this should all work. Because what we're going to do is, once we have a reference to this node, we're going to go ahead and dynamically, or at runtime, we're going to look and look for these name and description properties. And we're going to do that right in here. This is the bit of code. It's going to look for an attribute with the appropriate name. So let's set a breakpoint right there. And let's run this code. So you can see the name is going to be name. And we'll just run the cursor here. And you can see the attribute is non-null. And so we're going to go ahead and return that attribute.value, which if you just mouse over it right here, and you can see the value is going to be Bagby Lager. Let's go ahead and add to watch, and you can see it's Bagby Lager. So we're good to go. Let's clear this breakpoint, and you can see it's as easy as that to implement this functionality. It's take a second for it to catch up with me. Name, beer.description. Let me make sure I got the appropriate so we can actually get rid of the problems in this substring 0, 40. So I'm going to go ahead and get rid of that, and then we can run this up and we can see that it's all going to work just fine. There's an index out of range exception because those strings weren't 40 characters long. Let's go ahead and clear the breakpoint and run it up, and everything works just fine. So I hope you've seen the power of these dynamic features in C# 4.0, and hopefully it illustrates how you might be able to take advantage of them with regards to accessing or reading XML. Thank you very much. I appreciate your time.